This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Podbay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus aurelius by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Celsius. So hot it's Celsius tonight. To keep a sin flood of statism and an arc full of authoritarianism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Squirm pull of worms up to and including Jim Babb, Lusander Fiend.
And Lisa.
Yeah. See, she doesn't have her own. She doesn't have a line on Fiend phone, so she uses trickery to get into the intro. The Freedom Fiends, we should add, is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
All right.
Trigger warning. This is the Trigger Weens. And we want to remind everyone right off the bat that Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink. And folks, we also want to remind you, as I reminded the world 4 years ago on this day, that if you are dating a girl who's a trucker, never break up with her over CB radio because you'll only break her heart.
Ooh. That joke would have been so awesome in 1973.
Yeah. So even 4 years ago, I was still, what, a good 40 years late. Yeah.
CB trucker jokes. I guess JoJo Prairie somewhere. Phone. I don't know. Yeah. So I applaud.
All right.
A clap out well, for you, Steve Miller.
I got some great women's suffrage jokes that I'm going to tell down
this
to speakeasy.
Is Fiend Phone. Uh-oh. Unnecessary random re-education interruption exigency service, or furries. I'm Michael Dean. You guys, you can't keep me down. I don't care how sick I am. It's my show. I'm going to come on and interrupt everybody.
We now have a good fiend called down. We now have a super squirm. We're beyond four. It's a super squirm, or the four-dimensional hyper squirm of worms.
Now, is there a kind of thing where like with nuclear fissionable materials, where if you get too many worms together, we melt down? What's that called?
That's called fiend phone. And
no, a scientific term for that. What is it? It's not age of consent. It's the amount. No, of, what is it?
It's fiend droning.
Yeah. Somebody said that since we turned 5 years old yesterday, the fiends did, he can no longer listen to us because he doesn't think we can consent to be listened to. And then he said, too soon.
Hey, well, now. That's five in fiend years. How old are we in human years?
It's like 75, I feel. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's just you.
Yeah.
The average lifespan of a podcast is 5 episodes.
It is. Is that a fact, or are you guessing that? It's about right.
No, it's a fact.
Sounds reasonable.
Do you know the term pod fading? It's what happens when you have your 5 episodes, and then, you do one a week for a month, and then you do one, you're like, I'm sick, I'm not going to, you skip, you go 2 weeks, and then you go back to a week, and then you do like 3 weeks, and then you wait 3 months, and then you never do it again.
That's great. That's how, that's how the good ones hopefully survive, right? You need some kind of creative destruction there, right?
Trial by worms, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to start a podcast, so of course tons of people are going to try.
It's too easy. And I think there ought to be great. A law. I think you should need a license.
I think it's great. I think it's what a wonderful time to be a consumer of audio information.
Yeah.
Until you hear the Bernie cast. Do you know what the Bernie cast is?
What is it, Steve?
It is the most unique form of torture you could ever put yourself through. I played a game one time. It is a podcast devoted to Bernie, and it's Bernie fans talking about Bernie.
And
Bernie.
Oh my goodness! And
it,
how
it
long?
Pod
is
faded.
It? How long?
Oh,
is it?
Good.
Well, I made it about 6 minutes, but it's like an hour long podcast, and wow. The kid's from Kansas, and you could just hear his wide saucer like eyes through the radio about how Bernie's going to make everything great. And man,
hey, did you hear they accidentally didn't put him on the ballot in Washington, D.C.? Oops.
Nice.
They said, yeah, the Democratic Party, handed in his paperwork a day late. So, sorry, Bernie.
Hillary.
How's that democracy you wanted?
Hillary threatened to throw people out of helicopters to make that happen, probably.
You know, it's just hilarious when people learn about these kind of antics for the first time. You know,
well, you know those kids in
Michael, it's all it is, really.
Michael.
Yeah.
Your allegation is probably true, but you can't prove it.
Oh, have you been following this gluten-free message board?
Is that what you're doing? No. No.
Do we have a hashtag MWD gluten-free?
I've gone gluten-free. I've got 5 hours off sandwiches. Do I get a chip?
Potato chip, corn chip.
No, I can't have those. I can have a rice chip. I can have a rice chip or a corn chip, but not a potato chip.
I've had a rice chip or two in my day.
You can have potato chips.
I cannot have cheese mice, though, unfortunately. That's what I call Cheetos. They look like mice. They're little cheese mice. I love them. Yeah.
I'm giving you permission.
You're giving me permission?
I am. Mm-hmm.
You're involuntarily kidnapping me to be my dietitian now? Is this
sounds
how libertarians
like
do it?
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Hey, why don't we just build this? No, we should build this into the Freedom Fiends app. Where
let Lisa tell you what
we'll
to crowd, do.
No, we'll crowdsource your diet. Okay, so whatever the internet says you eat for breakfast is what you have to eat for breakfast.
Well, Jim Jesus, Jim Jesus was making fun of us for discussing the fact that there might be something to gluten free other than people that have the celiac. Is that what it's called, Lisa? Sensitivity.
Yeah, celiac disease. Yep. Yeah, that's an autoimmune disease.
Like those people. You know, wheat will kill them. But for the rest of us, you know, Jim is saying it's a scam and it's just a trend that people are trying to be not. But there's like, I'm looking at something on the National Institute of Health .gov website about people with non-celiac wheat sensitivity have autoimmune disease, high proportions of them. And I'm like, okay, if I say to Jim Jesus, hey, look at this thing from, you know, health.gov. No, that's from NIH.gov. You know, Jim Jesus is just going to say, nope, you're wrong, and post a meme as his source. That's what he did. I was like, what's your source? And he's like, a meme. And then he says he's doing a trendy thing. He's doing the Penn Gillette diet. Starting soon, which is like every hipster diet combined, which I think if you combined every hip diet, it would be like you'd be drinking distilled water and pushing marijuana brownies up your butt. And that's it. Gluten-free.
Hey, have you seen the video? There's a great video called How to Become Gluten Intolerant. Have you watched that video?
Is it with the hippie one?
Yeah, it's great.
Somebody really peed me off today when I was asking, like, I really need advice on this. And like, that was the first thing posted. And I started screaming at the guy.
Yeah. Yep. It wasn't like, no. Me, was it?
No. And he immediately donated $25 to my fridge fund and said, sorry, dude.
So you yell at people more.
Yeah.
Well, indulgence. Maybe people would pay you to stop yelling. I don't know.
I didn't say give me money and I'll stop. You just, you know, felt bad. And yeah,
I think this is a great video. And of course, it's what I thought of immediately when you said you're trying to experiment, you know, with being gluten intolerant.
Really not what I needed at that moment. I'm like, I'm looking for health advice. And he's like,
doesn't mean it's not funny,
but it's not funny at that moment.
Right.
I have an open heart. I'm coming and saying to my friends, if you have experience with this, please let me know. I'm really busy. I'm really sick. I'm having a day where I feel like I'm dying, where it's literally an effort to click on a web link. That's how sick I am. That sounds insane, but that's how sick I am. And he
so you decided to ask the internet this question like that.
Well, you clicked your fingers to the bone.
Okay, you guys are laughing at me, and I'm being serious here for a minute. I'm like,
okay, sorry.
I feel like I'm dying. I feel horrible. I cough all the time. I cough up blood because I cough all the time. I have broken ribs coughing. Yeah, it's funny, but sometimes I've basically been doing the same things over and over and expecting different results, and I'm not getting them. So I'm willing to try wacky things that people say work for them, like, hey, maybe not eating bread for a couple weeks. And I'm asking for advice on it, and this guy says, this video was really helpful to me. About, you know, being gluten-free, and he posted the video you're talking about. I wanted to strangle him. I was like, no, man, you're wasting my time. So maybe I'm being a humorless prig, but you know what? Feeling like you're dying every day for 15 months kind of kills your sense of humor. It's amazing I still have a sense of humor at all. It's amazing I haven't put a gun in my mouth. And I'm serious about that. I think a lot of people would if they'd gone through what I've gone through. And I'm just trying to live. I'm just trying to survive. And I'm really, you know, you guys help me. I'm not ragging on you guys. You guys help me by being there and being friendly and making me laugh and laughing at my crappy jokes. I appreciate it.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, man.
Well, let me help you laugh a little bit. By,
go ahead, Lou. But we will make fun of it.
Yeah, let me help you laugh a little bit by making fun of you. After you try going on Facebook to get advice, why don't you try Springer next, or maybe Maury?
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Yeah. I hate to victim blame, but you were asking for it.
Oh yeah,
I was. You were wearing a tight keyboard.
All right, I'm deleting it right now.
Yeah, only one log. You had some good advice there, from me and that other girl who just posted the study.
The good advice was basically try being gluten free, and I'm taking your advice. So I don't need the
good.
I don't need the whole thread with Jim Jesus yelling at me and people making fun of me.
Hey, right. It could be chemtrails.
We haven't got there yet, Bernie. At least. Let's talk about Musicians for Bernie when we get back.
Sore spot.
It's all my. This is my list of heroes, but you know, musicians are never very good at math, in my experience. I think that's what's up. They can count to four over and over and over, and the good ones can count to five or seven, but that's about it.
Okay, so who are some? Now, I'm familiar with Artists for Bernie. Okay.
That's what I'm looking at, but there's a lot of musicians on here.
Oh, okay. Now this is the elite ranks, which included our own Steve Miller.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It's not on here.
It did.
I got taken down because they found a meme that I made that featured a picture of myself, and the caption of the meme was, "I love thinking about 9/11 after a long day of thinking about 9/11.
He is the only person I know to ever be banned from Artists for Bernie. Like, he achieved the, you know, it's like turning down a knighthood, sort of. It's like, you want to rise to that level where the queen is ready to, like, tap you on the shoulder, and then you just give her the bird.
You know what? John Lennon turned down a knighthood. And Gigi Allen would pee on this list. And that's why you're going to go to his grave and dipcot it, or at least Jeremy.
I just wish I would have made the libertarian physical removal list also.
I made that list.
Keep me trying. Too, I'm...
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Freedom Fiends, and we are a audio teaching hospital, and I will tell the audience what I just told Steve Miller. I noticed a hum in the background. Wasn't terribly loud, but I noticed it, and which means other people might notice it, people with good ears. And so what I did was I turned down one by one each of the host's sliders on Fiendphone till it went away, and then I knew who it was, and it was Steve Miller. And I said, my first question was, do you have your microphone on a stand on the floor or on the desk where your computer is? And he's like, the desk where my computer is. And I said, fold a t-shirt twice over and stick it under it, and it will stop. And he did, and it did. So there's your audio tip for the day. What t-shirt did you use, Steve?
Was it Bipcot? It's from a band that did a show where I work, and they left a box of shirts there because every single member of the band was on shrooms, and the promoter that was taking care of the finances paid them for the show, and then they left, and he made them get like some sort of driver or whatever, and then they called a week later and were like, hey man, you never paid us. And he's like, actually I did, and actually you were all on shrooms the entire time.
And we gave all your shirts to the homeless people of Philly, and that's what is now trending. So now it's congratulations.
I've told that story, yeah. Right, about how when in my band Bomb, we weren't on shrooms, we were just drunk, and I wanted to leave and go do heroin with two chicks and have sex with them all night, which is what happened. So I was in a hurry, and I paid the roadie like $25 more of my money to do my share of the lifting, and I split. And because of this, because I wasn't there to be the control freak, a bag of unworn, brand new merch Bomb t-shirts that hadn't sold. We'd sold like three grocery bags full of them, and we had one grocery bag left over, you know, with like 20 shirts in it or something to sell. And that got left on the sidewalk on Haight Street in front of the iBeam Club. And a couple days later, I was riding my bike onto Visadero Street where I lived by the John Coltrane Church, which was a thing. Google it. It still is, I think. And they have a soup kitchen, and there were like 25 bums all wearing brand new, like people who were so filthy you couldn't tell if they were black or white, wearing bright white Bomb t-shirts. And I pulled over my bike. I was like, hey, where'd you get that shirt? And he's like, some dude was handing him out. He had a bag of them.
Nice. Yeah. That is so awesome. You know, you can buy that kind of advertising.
I bombed the homeless. Well, yeah, and Davi fiend the homeless. No, what do you do? He Bitcoined the homeless.
He Bitcoined the homeless. Yeah.
Which kind of helped inspire my fiasco with the t-shirts back in the day, and Davi's work with Bitcoining the homeless sort of helped inspire fiend the homeless. When is that happening? Is it warm enough there yet? We just got a snowstorm.
I think we need to do that soon.
Yes, where the current plan is to combine it with the troll, the PA March for Bernie, on the 23rd.
Really?
We're gonna spend the morning feeding the homeless, and then Chris Monco, friend of mine, has some pretty inventive ways to troll the Bernie March that are going to be pretty funny, and we're gonna do that in the afternoon. If you want to come to Philadelphia for the day. You know, you're within driving distance, what have you.
How can people find you? Is there a website?
You could hit me up at Miller Twice on Twitter. You could hit me up at King of Bolo Ties on Instagram for your younger kids.
Wow.
Bolo Ties for younger kids. You really are a comedian.
What's your Bolo Grinder account?
It's location-based. You have to be within
a mile of you.
The WHIV listening area.
Can they find you on Tumblr?
No, I don't get.
How about Rumbler?
Yeah, got kicked off. Rumbler.
How about Rumbler?
What's your Rumbler user ID? I will strangle you with my bolo tie, using my bolo tie as a garrote. Is that it?
Miller could offer like a
Rumbler gives you.
Well, I was saying you could use like a celebrity Rumbler thing where you'd be like, hey, wanted to punch Ed Snowden? Like, how bad do you want it? You know, like,
yeah.
And, you know, it could be popular.
Ted Cruz shows up to try to punch me in the face.
I like the way that pictures of Ed Snowden, Facebook asked me if I want to tag Steve Miller.
That happens all the time.
This could be fatal for you at the wrong, like, you know, think about it. Like, well, the whole glasses. World is full of cameras and facial recognition software, and it's throwing up the Ed Snowden alarm when it sees your face.
I have glasses, and I look like a young Bernie Sanders now.
You have new glasses in that picture you took today with the Lincoln bill.
Wear the eye patch. That throws off the biometric scanners.
All right.
That's a good idea. I should lose half my vision because of drones.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Freedom, freedom, feeds.
halfway back.
Oh, right here. Oh, hi, I didn't see you there. Hey, this is Michael Dean. You may remember me from such radio shows as The Freedom Fiends, Clone the Homeless, and Submission and Coffee with Dalai Lama. So, and that's DOLLIELLAMA, the show where I used to, audio-only show where I used to tie my wife up and spank her and have hot-spirited sex with her. And then we, for about 8 minutes, and she would go to the peak of enjoyment about 25 times in 8 minutes. And then, because that's, I'm like a cat like that. And so she, so then,
Fiend phone.
Thank God.
You know, talk about shoes and politics. It's kind of like somehow it turned into the Freedom Fiends without you guys ever having heard it. But so, Steve, you got your Freedom Fiends, I mean, your BIPCOT flag in the mail from me today. I can't believe that wasn't the first thing out of your mouth. Tell me what the experience was like.
Well, it was weird because I was tied up and then you were beating me. And then you came over to me with an envelope and opened it, and inside was a BIPCOT flag.
But to be clear, I only beat people who want to be beaten, and I don't mean they were asking for it the way they're addressed. I mean they say, "Hey, can I make a date to come over to your house and have you tie me up and beat me?" Right? Yeah, it's voluntary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you're tagging. You know,
there's an app for that.
Yeah. Well, there's more than an app. There's a supercomputer you use for all your Facebook tags.
It's called Fiener. Oh, you know, you said that the other day, and you're right. I mean, I have about 5 or 6 computers in my home, and I have 2 or 3 running at any given time, and I have one that all it does, and it has a dedicated DSL line, because it doesn't need a lot of throughput, but it needs to, you know, never go down, and DSL never goes down like cable does go down sometimes. So I have this dedicated DSL line. All it does is tags people on Facebook. It's me. It's,
yeah.
But it's not really a bot, because it does what I would do if I were awake, you know, or home.
It's become self-aware on your behalf.
Hey, Steve. I mean, hey, Babby. So, Steve, tell me about this flag you got. Anyone else get one today? Lou?
It's a BIPCOT.
I did not.
I already have one.
Did I get a flag?
Not that I know of.
James lost his. He left it in the bar.
No, I have a mini. I have a mini one.
Yeah.
Do you have doubles as a loincloth for Steve?
Yeah. Steve should wear it. Steve should wear nothing but that at Porkfest, I think.
Listen, I'm not Derek J. Freeman, all right? I'm not going to go meet the love of my life at Porkfest. I'm not going to see some handsome white homosexual fellow walk up to him, whisper "taxation is theft" into his ear, and then go arm in arm skipping gaily into the San Francisco.
It is like a fairy tale, isn't it?
Yes. And
funny, you sound really homophobic right now, but you are actually a sodomite like Derek J, which is what we call them on talk radio. Didn't you know that?
I'm trying to keep our radio affiliates is what I'm doing.
The radio affiliates want you to say sodomite. That's the word they use.
Yeah.
That's the derogatory term. That's
it
the
makes
word
them that, hot when they hear it, is it actually.
That,
you know?
What's that Baptist church that everyone hates? They use the word
Westboro.
Sodomite.
Yeah. Oh, the Westboro Bastards.
Yeah. Oh! Man. Ooh. Lou's trying to outdo me and get kicked off something here. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, did you lose your t-shirt? I hear the hum again, Steve.
No, my t-shirt's right where I left it.
All right. So tell me more about your flag, and then we'll move on to shaming musicians for Bernie.
It's a 3x5 flag. I'm considering putting it backstage at the music venue I work at.
Nice.
So that I could get pictures of random musicians with the BIPCOT flag. Do. In Please the background. Do.
Will it get stolen from there? I know it'll get stolen off your porch.
That's my... Oh, yeah. I, that was never a consideration.
By definition, anyone can use it except the government. Ooh. So get used to people... I wouldn't call it stealing it. Let's just say deciding to take you up on your offer.
If some band took it on tour and displayed it on stage every night, I would send them a flag to do that. But
yeah, but more likely somebody would think that it was band-related and try to take it down or what have you, or they would think that the last band left it, and they
you could put a note next to it:
do not remove under penalty of public shaming.
Of shaming, yeah that's what it
I'm looking
say.
At some of these artists for Bernie, and I don't recognize
do not rub it in. I've climbed that mountain.
Let's go to the artist for Bernie. Oh yeah, there's a great meme that Jeremy made based on something Hugo said last night. It's a picture of Mount Everest, and then the second one is what's his name, Gary Johnson, and then the third one is that Picard looking dismayed that everyone uses, and it says because Gary Johnson climbed Mount Everest, and it says, when you've climbed the highest mountain on Earth, but the non-aggression principle is still out of your reach.
Or over your head. Oh, no, it's still over your head.
Still over your head, yes. That's pretty funny.
I love it. Poor Gary Johnson. Okay. You know,
artists for Bernie. I know some of these people. I've met
Gary Michael Johnson's Stipe. One of them.
Who?
Gary Johnson's on the list.
Is he?
Oh,
is he an artist?
On the artist for Bernie. I'm kidding. No,
he should be.
That would be possible. That would be humorous, though. Like if the libertarian candidate was on the artist
Jello
for Bernie
Biafra
list.
Jello Biafra is on this list, and Jello Biafra, like, was more formative to me as a young man than my father.
Me too. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Nice. I had his spoken word albums.
Ugh. He's the Dead Kennedys records taught me to hate the government. Really, literally. Like, he was so anti Reagan, I just assumed he was anti-government, you know? But apparently it was just Reagan, so...
How about Michael Stipe? Big surprise that he likes Bernie.
Yeah. You know? He used to bang Natalie Merchant. I know her. She grew up in my town. In my town, Westfield, New York, that's known for the statue of Abe Lincoln, who Steve Miller says doesn't exist, scaring a young girl who told him to grow a beard, and that's how he got elected to kill more Americans than Hitler.
If a person who there's no factual basis for believing existed walked up to me just because I'd written a letter to a fictitious person or perhaps a diary entry, I'd be freaked out too, so I could feel for this little girl.
She's
terrified because there's somebody who existed mainly in public myth, and here he was manifesting in the flesh, except not, because it was a statue, and that's all the Lincolnists have is statues. Statues and graven images to their god of Lincoln. And I don't need that. I don't need a crutch. Lincoln's a crutch.
Cheetachrome MFs is on this list. Cheetachrome.
Who?
You got high with him? What?
Mm-hmm.
Do we lose Miller? Miller?
Maybe.
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, good.
You know Cheetachrome?
I don't know Cheetachrome.
I saw him play at a tiny bar in Germany when band was on tour. Bomb was on tour. When band. I was in band. But, yeah. Hey, you know, did you hear about my new drug that you're on, Steve?
Compliacin? No. Oh, no. Kensington Grind. Kenny G.
Yeah, Kenny G. You like that?
James was on it earlier. Didn't you hear him buffering all hard?
Yeah, he was buffering hard. He was in a buffhole. He was falling down a beehole, man.
Yep. Am I still buffering? Yeah. How am I doing?
Yes. Yes, maybe.
Hey, how about Will Wheaton? Actor Will Wheaton is on this list.
I'm gluten free. I can't have any Will Wheaton.
Remember who that is from Star Trek: The Next Generation? The boy
Wheaton. Yeah, he's.
And now here's one. Here's a real disappointment.
Go ahead.
Steve Wozniak, inventor.
Ugh.
Woz.
You know what's even worse is the guy who co-invented Linux is a socialist, but he probably wouldn't, Richard Stallman, but he probably like thinks that Bernie isn't a very good socialist, so he wouldn't back him.
Oh, it's Sarah Silverman. Oh,
big surprise there. Steve Earle really bums me out. I love that guy. I've met him. I've hung out with him. Let's see. Shepard Fairey, no surprise there. He's the one that made that Obama
John.
Obey thing. Flea from Chili Peppers.
Oh, here's Andrew Dice Clay. Yeah,
no.
Nice. No,
I thought that was a Republican.
Up.
Oh, okay.
That'd be funny, though, if he was in here.
You're thinking of Dennis Miller.
Flea. You know, there's a few millionaires in here who probably aren't going to be if Bernie becomes elected. Like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, you know, wouldn't they be in the 95% taxation if Bernie were president? I think he would.
Yeah, but you know what? It's... They know how to hide their money, you know, and they're musicians. They don't know. What do they care about money?
Anthony Crocus from the Chili Peppers. He's on here.
Maybe they're going to feel the burn. Who knows? But, I mean, it's kind of...
No, they're not.
I think it's kind of funny that Bernie people think that Hillary's going to allow him to be the nominee.
I know. Wayne Kramer from the MC5. Man, that guy was a radical. That guy was...
radically supporting Bernie.
Back in the 60s
out there.
And 70s, though. I think that my guns and weed button and flag picture is a takeoff on something I saw of a picture of the MC5 at some point. Like, they were playing somewhere back in the day, and there was a picture of them. I think it was them, and there was a like a banner of like an AK-47 with a pot leaf over it. I really think that's where I got that image. And I'm happy to steal from anybody that wants to back Bernie, because that's what Bernie wants, is to steal. Justin Long, that's the Mac guy, isn't it?
Yeah. Although that's also the name of an NFL player, but I was surprised.
Actor, it's the actor.
Yeah, no. But I was thinking of Kyle Long. Kyle Long is an offensive lineman in the NFL.
To all these people, I say shame on you. And, you know, I know you like March Madness, Miller, but it's the month when, like, the Fiends are always preempted on KVOC in Casper, where I live. So I don't like March Madness. It's
football, you understand, right? It's basically over, right? And that there's only like football? two games left. It's basketball.
The madness.
Basically over.
My personal favorite sport to bet on is basketball.
I loved him as a comedian, and I can't listen to him now because he did a thing where he said that people who own guns should be, or NRA members should be, lined up and shot. And I'm not a fan of the NRA. I don't think it's radical enough, honestly. But he thinks, yeah.
Ugh. Well,
Bonnie Raitt. She's John C. Reilly. Come on, man. Come on. No, he was.
You know what I say? Very few pantomime artists on this list, and I was surprised by that. I thought there would be more mimes.
Name. Yeah, who's big vaudeville backing this election?
Dewey Cox, man.
How many minstrel artists are on the list?
Mark Ruffalo.
I see several bards, but
bards.
I have a question here. It's serious, but it's snarky. When was the last time that the millionaires actually got fleeced here in America by a politician getting elected that said he was going to fleece them?
I don't know, but I found 3/4 of the Red Hot Chili Peppers on here so far, so we'll find
FDR.
Out. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
He proposed a 98% tax rate.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT No Gov License allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Indeed. So during the last commercial break, not to give you too much of a view of how the sausage is made here at the Freedom Fiends, but Michael was about to pop off, and he was about to leave the show, and he said, "All right, I'm gonna go rest my lung, you know, what have you, you know, I've got a terrible lung, whatever." And he says, "I'm gonna leave, but whatever you do, when you get back, make sure you somehow mention the 5-year plan, because I want to name the show something related to the 5-year plan." So in a show about how bad central planning is, he's central planning a topic just so he could retrofit a show title based on said discussion of that. So
I love it.
So James and Lou, what are your thoughts on 5-year plans? And similar to a job interview, where do you see yourselves in 5 years? Well, we know Lou's answer. James, do you plan on being alive in 5 years?
Yes, I will be one of the survivors that picks through the smoldering rubble and looking for discarded memes that I could use in battle.
Yeah, actually, I just tweeted a very, very, like, swaggity swag meme today that's actually so swag it's very dank, and it made me laugh repeatedly. And it's on my Twitter, and I could share it to Facebook, but it says, anyway, go look at it. But highly recommend
tell us.
It.
You got to tell us about it. Come on, this is visual humor on the radio.
Visual humor on the radio. So it's a gangster Bugs Bunny, and it basically says, F capitalism. I'll make you eat my butt like it's groceries. And it's like, huh? Like,
is this trending as a genre of meme now? Because I think I saw that one or something in that style.
Of what? Just know. Awful? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't call it dank. Would someone call that spicy? I'm not really familiar with the terminology for
memes. It was swag, but like I think I think it might have been laced with something like potentially Kensington grind, because I was laughing for a goodly amount of time when I saw that meme, and yeah, it kept me going. Like
I got a fair amount of traction with my Gary Johnson meme that said taxation is fair.
Yes, that was hot. That meme was fire.
I felt bad though, because he's a nice guy. He just, you know, he should have just, you know. But anyway, he just fair tax. Seriously, you know, the guy's been hanging around for libertarians now for like at least a couple of years. He shouldn't be, you know, supporting new taxes. Anyway,
people ask me what radio show I do sometimes. They're like, "Well, what's it about?" And I don't want to say politics, because it's not really about politics. I don't like the Lord knows the last thing I want to say is libertarianism.
It's more about a show about memes.
Yeah, what I basically tell people is it's a meme discussion forum.
Like, I think that's great.
We gather, we discuss what's stank in the dank.
I am certain that, you know, I've sort of, you know, been comparing two different strategies right now. Like, because you have these people like Gary Johnson and these other guys and the Libertarian Party are trying to get their candidates. They're going to be on TV and stuff. Oh, everybody's excited. Wow, this is so expensive. It's such a pain. They want to spend like $100,000 to get the guys just on the ballot in Pennsylvania. It's like huge amounts of money. And meanwhile, this taxation is theft meme has gone wild, and it's like it's being spotted outside of libertarian circles. It's completely penetrating the memosphere with this great libertarian message, which is much more libertarian than Gary Johnson. So,
jet fuel can't melt steel beams definitely reached outside the truther community, but how many of us legitimately believe that, like, jet fuel can't melt steel beams, you know?
Well, I think we all figured out that it could soften it and change the structural properties, thanks to a meme. Yeah,
that was more like the counter separate meme.
The counter meme was actually more informative than the meme.
That'll happen.
Taxation is theft.
Yeah, it is. I'm not disputing that. I live in Philadelphia, for heaven's sake. More to come on hour two of The Trigger Weeds.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOD no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. I'm Jim Babb. We got Steve Miller, Lisa DeLascio, Lou Sander Fiend. We still have a full squirm. Welcome back.
Yo.
All right. Now, Lisa, you had something that you wanted to give us a briefing on that was pretty alarming, and I think that there's developments in the, I guess we would say, in the field of wholesale looting. Can you brief us on that, Lisa?
Yeah, so civil asset forfeiture, for those who aren't aware of what that is when the government can steal your property. You can get pulled over for any random thing, and if the cop suspects that maybe you're smoking pot, maybe they think they smell marijuana in your car, any money or any, you know, jewelry, things that you have sitting around in your car, they can seize that. Without a warrant, without arresting you with anything, without any kind of cause. They can just say they suspected that the money or the jewelry or whatever you have, you know, that you're not supposed to have it. That program, each state has their own laws and rules about how they operate their programs for this. So the federal government, of course, wants their hand in the pot too. So they have a program called equitable sharing, which means that they...
Equitable. They've decided it's equitable.
Equitable sharing is so Orwellian, isn't it?
It's sharing. You don't like equity? You don't like sharing? What's not to like in this program?
It's quite similar to the profit-sharing programs that most corporations have with their employees. But anyway.
Right. So, right. So how this works is, let's say a state has kind of strict laws about civil asset forfeiture, or they don't allow it at all. Cops can go ahead and just seize your stuff and use the federal law, which is a lot more lenient. And then what happens is, you know, they have to give part of the loot that they steal from you to the federal government.
Is it a commission, or how does it work exactly?
It's sort of like a commission. Yeah. They get about 80% back. So local police departments will get about 80% back. So they buy all kinds of like fun toys for the police departments. They've bought like one department bought a Dodge Viper. Another one took all the cops on a trip to Hawaii. They use the money to do all kinds of outrageous stuff. So
buy cocaine.
Right. So yeah. Oh yeah. All kinds of things. So back before Eric Holder left office, but in January 2015, he announced that they were going to be stopping most of that program on the federal side. And I thought, wow, okay, Eric Holder's actually doing something good. And yeah, it turns out I was
really naive. Really? How long did that thought exist in your brain before it was like suddenly like, oh, of course not?
Right. Yeah, here I was thinking, well, okay, that's good. He tried to do something good. Well, then yeah. Loretta Lynch came in, you know, and was his predecessor, and I looked into her, and of course, she's a big fan of civil asset forfeiture. Her office in Brooklyn took in like $904 million in a couple of years under the program. So I thought, well, okay, we'll see where this goes, what happens, you know, once she's, you know, settling into her office, what's she going to end up doing? Sure enough, they have reversed that policy, and now it's back in full effect. So now the federal government gets a cut again of any money that, or any loot that is pirated from us. So.
Well, let's see if I understand this, because I read this earlier, I glanced over it earlier. It sounds like the federal government stopped sharing with the state and local governments.
That actually is what happened, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that wasn't because Eric Holder was concerned about civil liberties or realized that this is just plain old theft, legal plunder, looting, pillaging, all that other stuff.
He was holding out for a bigger cut.
Well, no, not really that, but it had something to do with their accounts. What was the story on that?
I can't find any details on that, but apparently it had more to do with money. Yeah, they had to make sure that they were well-funded first. You know, they were saying they didn't have the money to do the sharing anymore. But now, apparently law enforcement organizations were really upset about that, you know, when he discontinued or limited the program. And they were like, well, hey, you know, hold on a minute. We use that money to buy all kinds of stuff. Like, we go on trips with that and buy drugs with it and have parties. So we need our cut. Yeah. So they all were complaining. And now, of course, you know, it's back in full force.
Well, and you know, they actually have cash sniffing dogs for this job. It's not like bombs. You think like, oh yeah, you see that dog, you're like, oh, it's a bomb sniffing dog. It's going to fight terrorism. Or no, it's going to find meat. you know, terrible drugs. No, no, no. It's going to find cash so they can steal it. And then, you know, presumably, as Davi Barker found out, they also have Bitcoin sniffing dogs now too. So watch out for that.
Oh my gosh.
Now, if I were going to be a dog, I would definitely want to be a drug or money sniffing dog, and definitely not real keen on the bomb sniffing, but that's just me. So, from what I gathered of this, the Fed goons or the fleas, federal law enforcement agents, what they were doing is they were holding back on the cash so that they could build up the reserves in their accounts. So, in other words, rather than giving the kickback down to the soldiers who paid the tribute, they were holding on to it. And now that they've stacked up the war chest, now that they got stacks of mad coin in there, now they're ready to start sharing the wealth again. Or maybe because they weren't kicking enough back down to the guys that did the actual stealing, you know, maybe their receipts dropped quite a bit. But anyway, so it doesn't sound like it had anything to do with civil liberties or not trying to be looters and pillagers or whatever. And yeah, it was about stacking some mad coin.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
This is super common in Philadelphia. They do this all the time around here.
So they're professional looters in Philly.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Did you remember that study from November where they found out that asset forfeitures now surpass private burglaries? So there's actually more being stolen now from the professionals than from the amateurs. So
yeah, something like
That makes sense.
$5 billion since I can't remember what year it was, but in a really short time frame, $5 billion.
Yeah, $5 billion since 2000, and for over 10 years. This was starting in 2004. They brought in $5 billion, and just like saying, "Hey, oh, we see you have money, it's ours." I don't see how this is any different from like old fashioned bandits that just are just muggers. I just can't see the difference.
Because the highwayman leaves you alone after he gets the loot. He doesn't keep bothering you and lecturing you and commanding you to bow down and serve him. As a matter of fact, he tries to get your money and leave you in 30 seconds or less. Whereas the badged highwayman is going to keep you there all day. He's going to make you show up for court a couple months later and have to drive an hour or so to get to the courthouse. And it's the least efficient shakedown in history.
Yeah. They're not even good at robbing people.
But I will say this, though. When you look at how much is confiscated through civil asset forfeiture and
you see they're extremely good at robbing people.
And taxation, because all taxation is theft. What the government has finally proved Ronald Reagan wrong, because they say that government does nothing better than the private sector. Well, the private sector could never steal that kind of money.
It would be very difficult for them, yeah.
Right. Yeah, there was one case in particular a couple of years ago. A woman had saved up $1 million, and she lived in New Jersey. Her business partners were transporting the money, the cash, to Vegas, I believe it was, for her. And they got pulled over for, I think, speeding. It was something really minor. Somehow, you know, the police ended up shaking them down. They took the woman's money because they said, oh, you know, this has got to be drug money. Who drives around with $1 million? Took her money, and it took her a couple of years to get it back and lots of legal fees. But in this case, she did win in court.
That's good news.
And not only did she get her money back, she got her money back plus legal fees and interest. So she ended
up
with
like
$1 million.
You know, most people can't even fight it. They can't even, they don't even have the wherewithal to challenge it. So.
Right, exactly. For a lot of people, you know, the value of the items is less than what it would cost them to fight it. And of course, you know, the government knows that. They know most people aren't equipped to fight.
Right, or they just create, or they create a maze of paperwork and lines that a mere mundane has no way of complying with. So they can just throw out constant roadblocks, you know, to the person who's trying to recover their stolen property.
Yeah, they do. And what's really difficult about it is that it's actually the property that's being charged with something, not the person. So property obviously doesn't have, you know, a supposed right to an attorney.
You know, I keep hearing that, but I can't believe people say that and take that seriously. Like, what?
I know.
What?
Oh, God, this is really frustrating. I'm trying to find the words here to not get a SWAT raid. I find it very difficult that this is tolerated and that that there hasn't been a response to police and judges and prosecutors that pull this nonsense.
Well, it is looting, right? I mean, is there any way to beat around the bush and say this isn't just flat out looting of the community?
Yeah, that I will call. But when I say response, that's where I'm beating around the bush. I know. Well, I'm literally surprised.
Let me ask you this: traditionally, what's the policy when to deal with looters? I'll just leave that there for you to imagine what you should do with looters. But there's a strategy that's traditional. I'm not saying I agree with the strategy, but there's a reason people use that strategy.
How do you deal with a carjacker? How do you deal with somebody that breaks in your house?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and by the way, I'd love to be on one of those juries. I would love it.
Oh, I know, right? And the thing is, this is just so outrageous that a lot of people don't believe it's a real thing. So when I first started learning about it a couple of years ago, I was writing about it for work. I told my mom about it, and she didn't believe me. She's like, that sounds like a conspiracy theory, you know, thing. That's silly. And I said, no, really, like, John Stossel did a video on it.
It does sound crazy.
It really does. So people don't believe it, I think.
Did you tell your Republican mom that they talked about it on Fox News?
Did they really?
Well, that's where Stossel is.
Oh, yeah, but she doesn't like Stossel. He's too libertarian for her.
She'll discard anything
he says. I know.
My mom's kind of the same way.
So people don't. They don't believe it, and it's hard to gain any traction and get people to really pay attention to it and be outraged.
Yeah, you got to get outraged. Otherwise, there's no cable news network.
That's right.
And no talk radio.
Be afraid.
Hate someone.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
This is the Freedom Fiends. We're back.
Hey, this is Lou, and that was Lisa with her wide, expansive, loud, taking over the show introduction, bringing us back in. And
well, I'm used to you guys all talking, so.
And we are joined by James Babb and Steve Miller. Gentlemen, welcome back.
All right.
Indeed.
So, what in the heck are we talking about anyway? I kind of spaced during the break.
Asset forfeiture. We're just complaining about what to do about looters. Did we cover that? I think we all agree that what to do with looters.
Yes.
But and when you're trapped, I think we should just add one thing to mention this, because these stories where the cops steal the cash, way too many of them start out with the cop asking, now, you don't have any cash on you, do you? Oh, yes, sir, I have a shoebox in the back. Yes, officer, right, it's all in the back right there, sir. Right? Shut up.
Okay. The proper response is, do you have a warrant? Meaning, did you go to your coworker and have your coworker give you permission to search my vehicle?
Right. But just in any event, when a criminal asks you where the valuables are, don't tell him.
Right.
Don't tell him.
Right. No way. You have to be very careful when you deal with criminals. You know.
That's what. This is why I never say where in my house I keep the most expensive bolo ties I have.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure you don't have to worry too much about that, do you?
Oh, I mean,
I would be worried.
Hey, there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, I got some hardware. I got some hardware. I got some pieces. Yeah. One product I'm looking to develop, this might be off topic, but I want to develop a belt buckle that has a removable grill that you could put in your mouth, like a gold, a grill. Lufine, you know what a grill is. And then when you're done,
barbecue grill.
then when you're done, like look at all fly with your gold teeth. You could take the grill out of your mouth and put it back on your belt grill. Buckle.
That grill.
Yeah, that grill.
Oh yeah, grill.
Interesting. Okay,
that would yeah. fly.
Like a multi-purpose.
Oh, that fly. I need a soundboard of that. What that would just happen right there.
What was that? Yeah.
That was funny. Lou saying that'd be fly. That'd be fly. He said that'd be fly. It'd be swell. Yeah. Yeah. It was a hoot.
Gosh. Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's
money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you sound like Howard Dean. But that's cool. You know,
oh God!
Yeah, you remember when we thought he? Yeah, we were like, man, it can't get any more insane than this guy from Vermont. Wrong. Wasn't even the most insane person in the state.
Here comes I like the meme that I saw the other day. It showed the top candidates and says that the cost of the election is going to be around $5 billion when you look at all the money that gets dumped into it. And the conclusion was there must be a much more cost-effective way to find out the worst people in society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate memes to the effect of, well, with the money we spent on X, we could have done Y, as if that's the way things work. Like, oh, well, we didn't just spend $1.2 trillion on a war. Looks like we better make college free for everyone.
I hate that too.
Yeah.
But the equivalent for this Hillary and Trump meme would be to say, like, instead of spending $5 billion on this election, what if we spend it like on an elaborate Thunderdome style arena where they could battle to the death? Okay. And imagine the arena you could get for $5 billion. Okay. It would have like VIP boxes, sky boxes, right? And it would just be this giant arena where, you know, I don't know. I think it would get people interested in the process again.
How about the basement of Lou's Tavern from Fight Club? I'll be the announcer. I'll be like, you know who I am? You see a sign out there that says Lou's Tavern? Well, I'm Feinsteining Lou. Much more cost effective than the arena. Much more cost effective.
Anyway.
You don't like that, James?
Yeah, sure. Hey, did you speaking, you know, we have the 5-year plan we have to get to. And speaking of planned societies, did you see that announcement from North Korea where they have told their citizens to prepare themselves for famine?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I believe they refer to it as another bountiful harvest for socialism.
They're asking for a 70-day campaign of loyalty where citizens are required to bring 2 pounds of rice to the state.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains, because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF, because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Hey.
Welcome back to the Freedom Fiends. So, aside from the starvation in North Korea, what's going on in the world? I do think it's funny that they asked for, what was it, like 500 tons of food from the international community, and they've received about 17 million, which just goes to show that if you didn't have forced redistribution of wealth, people wouldn't pay their fair share to the poor, meaning socialists.
I just feel bad for those poor folks over there. I mean, yeah, the solution, they're getting briefed. It's time for the annual famine. Bring your rice to the state so the party bosses will live. You know, I'm sorry we're going to have to sacrifice another 3 million of you people, but, you know, bring us your rice.
Sorry about the kids, but isn't the leader great? I mean, he hit that hole in one at Augusta.
On every single hole. He even got a hole in one at the 19th hole.
Yep. Man. But, I don't know. I'd prefer if we didn't discuss such things in close conversational proximity to Kim Jong-un, because that's my celebrity crush, and I'm not afraid to admit it, and I don't care if that's pro-authoritarian. But, yeah, Kim Jong-un is my celebrity crush. Don't care.
I think you could do better.
So could he.
I don't know about that.
Well, I didn't want to go there, but yeah.
I'm sure he does have his pick, you know. I don't know.
North Korea is one of those countries where they've got a fascist military, but the bullet tie is not part of the uniform. And I feel that I could maybe influence it. So,
would you be willing to wear one of the four designated acceptable haircuts?
If you're not going to have freedom, you should. If you're not going to have freedom, you should at least get to have fly neckwear. Rap star Luce Enderfiend would tell you this on any given day. But yeah, you rock a bullet tie, you rock a jaunty neckerchief, and you do it for liberty.
I'm sure that they would have to at least have, I don't know, 7 or 8 approved bolo tie options for the citizenry there.
You could get
what
wallet.
Happened to that guy whose trip whose spring break in North Korea ended badly? Remember that story?
Yeah, there was a man who got 15 years of hard labor in a North Korean hard labor camp because he tried.
What was his crime? I saw his apology and I thought, oh my god, like, oh, what a horrible way to go.
He stole a flag.
He allegedly tried to steal a flag, but they're not 100% sure of this. They could have just like taken him, and that now you have an American you could deal with. You could say.
But didn't he also have to admit that like the U.S. government had corrupted him and manipulated him into doing it? And he had this whole like just apology and crying and whining. I was like, oh, this is horrible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was really amazing because the America First patriotic types were like, that boy sold out his country. Yeah, he talked against his country by doing that video. And I'm like, well, first of all, does anybody take these coerced confession videos seriously? How did he sell out his country?
Yeah.
Seriously. And what it really shows is flagotry is worldwide. They love their flags over there just as much as anybody over here loves their flag. You know, I bet you when that guy tried to steal that flag, somebody said, my granddaddy died for that flag. You keep your hands off of it. You tread on my rights, but not my flag.
And also, you want to talk about how when people... So they have elections over there, and Kim, the leader wins 100% of the time with 100% of the vote. And, I mean, you think
that's
you
get why it's
told,
called democratic socialism. It's not the same as other kinds of socialism. It's democratic socialism.
You think you get told over here people died for your right to vote? Imagine over there where you're watching people die in front of you all the time. You'd hear it nonstop. Oh, people died for your right to vote. Oh, look, there's one now. Yeah.
Well, you know, freedom is mandatory there, so.
Yeah. That flag represents North Korean freedoms. So how dare he mess with their flag and take their freedoms?
Well, you know what? North Korea is a republic, right? And that's how you know
a constitutional republic.
Yeah, it's a constitutional republic when they've actually written down the certain rights that are guaranteed and things. So
yeah,
it sounds very much on the up and up.
As a matter of fact, and I've talked about this before, Chapter 5, Article 67 of the North Korean Constitution guarantees the right of free speech, freedom of assembly and demonstration, and a free press. Article 68 guarantees freedom of religion. So they have the equivalent of the U.S. First Amendment. Now, to get a little bit more serious for a moment, the way people talk about how the flag represents their freedoms, if these people spent half as much time as represent or defending their own freedoms as they did the flag that's supposed to represent their freedoms, maybe they still have their Feinsteining freedoms and they won't be getting taken away at every turn. So, yeah, knock it off with the flagotry worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah, worldwide.
So, at the comedy show I did last week where I offended somebody, I told the following joke and they got mad. In Iran, they will stone you to death if you commit adultery, but I think what they should do instead is take the adulterer, put the adulterer in an enormous slingshot, and then sling them into a rock quarry. Because in Iran, if you can't have democracy, you should at least get to have the hit iPhone app Angry Birds. and then I said, what other jokes do I have about human rights abuses? And then like I could hear like half the crowd getting triggered. And then I said, what is the deal with the food in these North Korean prisons? It is worse than the food on Pan Am. And then two people walked out, and then I got the heckler shortly thereafter, whom I thanked for her cervix. Yeah. Living the stand-up comedy.
But nobody, like, pulled a gun or anything, did they?
You know what? Today was... Well, I pulled a gun on somebody, like, the very next day.
That okay. Well, wasn't there a story about a comedian, like, disarming a heckler or something? Where was that?
There's a video that's going around of a comedian destroying a heckler, but it's destroying in the internet sense of there's utter destruction where you walk around totally fine immediately afterward. And he planted the heckler, though, because the comedian that headlined the show, he was opening for another comedian. He was the feature comic. And the comedian that was headlining is a good friend of John Ketzel, a local comedian friend of mine that does a show, Passive Aggressive Hour. Find it on iTunes that I write for. Anyway, so he's friends with him, and the guy planted a heckler, and the heckler wasn't legit. It was like a setup video, and you could tell, like, when you watch the comedian destroying the heckler, because he's...
Wait,
like,
did this guy brandish a firearm?
No.
You're talking about a totally different story. No, a comedian took down a heckler, resorted, like, pulled out a firearm and was, like, brandishing it and was, like, really mad. And, like, the guy tackled him and, like, disarmed him as part of the show. You know,
I heard nothing about this. This
I just assumed that this would be, you know, the talk of the comedians.
That hits all my major spots in my Facebook algorithm. I don't understand how that was not at the top of my feed.
Maybe it was a hoax story. I don't know. Rogan disarms gun waving heckler at comedy show 5 days ago.
It was Joe Rogan. Okay. Yeah.
Is he a comedian?
He's famous. Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's funny. He doesn't believe the moon landing was real, but he's good. He's funny. Yeah.
Does he believe that we're on a globe shaped Earth?
You know what? He's not a socialist though, and I'll grant him. So you know what? I'll take a change of pace. And I don't know where he is on globe-shaped Earth. He might be one of these people that thinks that the jury's out and possibly fallen over the edge of the planet.
Well, just remember that the Flat Earth Society has members all around the globe, and you don't get that many people on accident.
Also, big shout-out to all my listeners at the Flat Earth Mental Asylum on Facebook, FEMA for short. Love them. Somebody put out an offer for a monetary reward for anybody who had pictures of the underside of the world.
Ooh, I'd love to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, very curious.
It's like nobody's got pictures of New Jersey.
Ooh. Ooh. It's only 5 minutes away from where I am. It's like probably under 2 miles from where I'm sitting right now. True story.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear Donald Trump name the three functions of top functions of the federal government?
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Actually, he said security, security, and security. He says, yeah, thousands and thousands of people are infiltrating our country. We don't know who they are.
Yeah,
we're and they're living all in running a very vicious world. Anyway, and then he also listed education and health care as the other key functions of government. Lou, what do you think the three key functions of government are?
Abolition, immolation or self-immolation, and ensuring that it never comes back. So, like throwing salt on itself after it buries itself.
That sounds like the proper role of government, but doesn't sound very
that's prescriptive, not descriptive. Yeah.
I thought the primary functions would be mass
rob,
murder,
steal, pillage, yeah,
plunder, and kidnapping. You know, but then I thought, you know what? They're really good at soul crushing. So I don't know. I don't know what my top three are.
I like my top three.
Yeah, Lisa, what about you?
I was gonna say the same as Steve, stealing, lying, pillaging, but I like soul crushing too. I think that's really accurate. That sums up
competency.
The whole thing, I think. Yeah. I think that.
And there's also just plain wealth destruction.
There's that too.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fiend phone.
Coffin stuffing.
Fiend phone.
Yeah. Anyway, somebody's dropping in on Fiend phone.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm back.
All right.
Oh. Miller disappeared. Okay. All right, we'll be back a couple minutes after his trip to the market.
And the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free and, of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
Final segment, redemption in the third act. Try to bring you a little bit of good news. Try to bring it around, end on something positive. And, you know, one thing I found, it's not exactly positive, but I thought this is pretty funny. I just want to throw this out as sort of a public service announcement that there's police in Central Texas have issued a fake news alert which warned that meth and heroin in the area could be tainted with Ebola. Okay, so guys in Central Texas where we have listeners, if you see this warning, maybe, you know, question it. Because the police have said, if you have recently purchased meth or heroin in Central Texas, please take it to the local police or sheriff department so it can be screened with a special device. Do not use it until it has been properly checked for possible Ebola contamination. Okay, guys, it's a hoax. So we warned you. If you just recently bought meth in Central Texas, do not take it in for Ebola inspection. All right. I saw a great headline. Uber's growth linked to drop in DUI arrests, upset in taxi market. Okay, so somebody figured out that in Pittsburgh, DUIs are going down because it's possible to get safe, reliable transportation at the push of a button. So anyway, this looks great. And it, because it says during 2015, the first full year of rideshare operation, they're down 18% in DUIs. Okay. It's fantastic, right? Imagine all the lives that this is saving, right? Unfortunately, there is a little bit of a twist because no good deed will go unpunished. It says Uber's disruption hasn't been without controversy as the company faces a potential fine of nearly $50 million from the Public Utility Commission. Its administrative law judges recommended the fine in November after the company was penalized for operating without approval. So there you go, Uber, making our lives great, saving lives, giving everybody a ride that needs one. And here's a $50 million fine for your trouble. Anyway.
Here, have some government.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Anyway, Steve Miller-Miller, you got some good news for us.
Indeed. Steve Miller-Miller's HIV negative, shock of shocks, went and got a free HIV test at the thrift store today because the thrift store I shop at has free HIV testing. And because it was
it's just a gimmick to get you to shop there, right? In Kensington.
Yeah, right. And I got in the test administrator's face like it was the Maury show, and she just revealed that I wasn't the father. I was like, I told you. Count my T-cells, count my T-cells. And then, because it was a thrift store, like, they had plenty of couches to, like, run out and cry on. You know, like, it's the Maury
show. Were other people
show.
Out there
That's
crying?
What they do. No, nobody was crying. Oh. Okay. And there was no weird waiting room. It was just a thrift store, you know, like,
that.
So that way, like, even if I tested positive, you know, I mean, at least like the pink tags were 50% off and that would have been there to console me.
Well, right. You're right. At least you have that to fall back on.
Yeah. You
be,
know,
it's not
like
be a total loss. Oh,
man,
I'm not, you're still at the thrift store. Who knows? They might even have bolo ties.
No, they would call my phone if they had bolo ties. I mean, I'm a big player in the bolo tie industry. Are you kidding me? Of course.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about IBM's brain-inspired supercomputer that's going to help watch over the U.S. nuclear arsenal? How about that?
Oh, good. I'm glad we're turning it over to machines.
What could possibly go wrong, right? Yeah.
Right.
That sounds good. Yeah.
More like the unclear arsenal, am I right? It's an anagram.
I don't get it. Sorry.
Instead of nuclear, unclear.
Nuclear.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
see, keep working on it. Anyway.
No, it's over. It's dead. It bombed. They're not all winners.
Your nuclear joke bombed?
We win and lose together, Steve Miller-Miller.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, I've got some good news. Registration is now open for the 4th Annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. Go to mplfest.org. That's Mike Papa Lima Fest.org.
Yeah.
August 26th through 29th, Circle Pine Center, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Thanks, everybody, for listening. For more Freedom Fiends, go to freedomfiends.com.
And that might be a good alternative for people that aren't so hot about Pork Fest anymore.
Mm-hmm. More anarchy, fewer ticks, no board.
How many people are on the band list for that event?
I don't know if there's going to be a band playing.